to mean speak little and do much. Isn't it, what's the English proverb?
Talk softly and carry a big stick. Okay, that's talking about starting off with people. But and anyway, Amar Ma'atva say Harbe. Listen to what he says. Ratzalaymer Shetaymer Tamid V'Tashayv Shekolatar Shalamadata Adata. You should always think that whatever you've accomplished till now in learning, Chala Mitzvah Shekiyamta and any mitzvahs you've done, Adayin Lo Yasisa Kiim Ma'at Min Amat. Say Amar Ma'at. Say that what you did is not yet enough. And don't sit on your laurels. Always look to accomplish more. Motivate yourself by saying, I could do better. Look at the next person as someone more worthy of respect than you. And then you'll be a couple people with a proper upon them. So this is his taich to Amar Ma'at. Amar say Ma'at in quotation marks. Actions speak louder than words. Okay. It's also a different connotation. Amar Ma'at say Harbe is more, it says that the Midah of Yaakov Avinu was to say little and do more, and the Midah of Esav was to promise a lot and do little. Okay, we're up to Mishnah Tezayim.
So why don't you just say, so I
learned
one Mishnah, I
want
to learn
200 Mishnahs. I learned one Mishnah, I want to learn 20. Say that, why not? I think the point is, as many Mishnahs as you learned that many, but feel that that you still have a long way to go. Don't. People tend to compare themselves to others, and therefore they're satisfied. Compared to that guy, I do better.
The more you learn, the more you realize
it,
you don't
know. It's true. The more you learn, the more you realize that you don't know. Tezayin. Rav Gamliel Oimer. Now, right away here, we have to stop. Rav Gamliel Oimer, we didn't have any Mishnah like that. Nobody said anything in this book. So far, it started with, no, but that was Ahil Vishami Kiblu Mehem. Every person that was introduced till here, the Masechta started with, Moshe Kiblu Torah Misirai and Sinai, and he handed it to Yeshua, and Yeshua to the Zakenim, etc. And every person that was named till here, came first with the title of Kiblu Mehem. In other words, it said, Antignis Yersaychai Kiblu Mishimon HaTzadik. And then it said what he said. Well, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yosi ben Shredav, Yosi Miyachin, and Yishroshayim Kiblu Mehem. Constantly says, he was a Kabbal from him, he was a Kabbal from him. That's Pirkei Avos, the line of Messiah. And after Hillel and Shammai Kiblu Mehem, we have a hiatus in the chain until Perik Beis Mishnah Ches. Listen to that. 9 Mishnahs, 10 Mishnahs away. V'yachem v'zaki kibbul mehul shama. So it's a strange thing that it interrupts.
They're all the descendants of Hillel.
So there are two schools of thought. One is what you're saying. One idea is that in the honor of Hillel and the chain that Hillel created of Nesiim down to Rebbe, it didn't want to jump to Rabbi Yechon Mizaki Kibble Mehil V'Shamay. He was not from his, he was not his descendant. So it interrupts with the Mamorim that was said by Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi Benayshah Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, by the descendants of Hillel in honor of Hillel. That's one of the Pshat. There's another Pshat Tosis Yantiv brings. He says something interesting. He says, that is Yerushalmi, we quoted in Tosis in the Bavli, that seems to say that until the time of Hillel and Shammai, there were no machlaikis. The Messiah was a clear book that was handed down from generation to generation. After Hillel and Shammai, they had their big machlaikis over Smicha Rishus, if we're leaning on an Amos Rishus or Mitzvah. And it really goes a little before them, but from Hillel and Shammai, the Gemara says an expression, Nasik Shtei Tyrus. It became like two Tyrus, like today, people say, oh, Tumen Hagen. Then you take the Siddur, 95% of the Siddur is the same for everyone. Nevertheless, we have this feeling that, you know, they're two different, sort of groups in Klal Yisrael. So, the line of Messiah was sort of interrupted in its clarity at the time of Hillel and Shammai. Now, I'd like to explain something which I think is important. The idea that there were no machlaikis until Hillel and Shammai is really an absurdity. Anybody who sits and learns knows that two chavrusas can't sit and learn without there being some sort of a disagreement. And the Gemara says that there was a machlaikis between Shaul and David HaMelech. They had an argument about Mekadish Milvo Bepruta, Sugi in the Gemara. Right? So used to having a machlaikis Hillel and Shammai, Rav and Abaye. Whereas a machlaikis Shaul and David. Or Shlomo HaMelech and David had a machlaikis about if the lave is more important or the head is more important. There are machlaikis that are earlier. What it means is that Kozmandi was a recognized Sanhedrin. There was no machlaikis in Halacha Lamaisa. The Sanhedrin paskind. And there was a centralized, recognized body in the Beis HaMikdash. And the psak was a psak. It didn't become a school of Hillel and a school of Shammai. They argued, and there was a ruling given. All right, next generation they argue about other things. That was the derech. We know that Mayavi v'loy Mayavis was a machlekes in many generations, way before Hillel and Shammai. But there was at one point there was a psak halacha, and therefore there was a clear mesira. So the interruption is after Hillel and Shammai. Is that, like the Gemara says, Nasik Ishtay Tyrus. The clarity of Psak was gone, and it sort of became like two Tyrus. That's the historical interruption, here in Mishneh Tezayin that the Tesis Yantar brings. He brings both Pshatim, but this is what he brings. Okay, Mishneh Tezayin. Rav Galia Leimer. Asay Lecha Rav, Vistalik Menasafik. Get yourself a rabbi. And even rabbis got to get themselves a rabbi. Vistalik menasafik, and that way you won't be unsure as what to do. If you're not sure what's the right thing to do, so yes, b'shaili, get a psak. If the psak is wrong, you know the person you asked is responsible for that. So asay l'charav vistalik menasafik. Now, actually, for the first time in Pirkei Avos, we have a repetition of advice given in the Mishnah. Because this was already the beginning of Pirkei Avos, we had a Asei Lecha Rav Uknei Lecha Chaver. I think it was a Mishnah Gimel or so. That we had already a Asei Lecha Rav Uknei Lecha Chaver. The difference is that there it's talking about a Asei Lecha Rav in Limud HaTorah, it was Mishnah Vav. And here it's talking about Psak Halacha. Two different things. You can learn from someone, and then there has to be somebody who will paskin your shaylus. So asay lecha rav v'nistalek min asafik v'al tabel la'aser imdais. Someone asks you if there's any halacha in Pirkei Avos. I think this is the only halacha in all of Pirkei Avos. This is a halacha that when you take meiser from your wheat, you're not allowed to approximate. A person might think, I'll approximate, I'll give a little extra, the levy will get a little extra. A person is obligated al pidin to give a precise amount in meiser. Meiser is tfua. All right, the Torah is not given to Malachim. You can figure it out to the last grain of wheat, but a person has to measure. Now, what's it doing here? So first, let's learn the words of Ruchaim V'lajan, and then we'll explain. Now, here we have for the first time a Mishnah that's one message. The three pieces of advice are one message. The message is, have somebody who's going to paskin for you and have things clear. So, Asei Lecha Rav is talking to Safi. Al tarbe la'asa imdais, we're going to see in a moment, is connected. Let's see the Ruchaim V'lajan. Asay l'cha rav, lishol mimenu kol davar shemistapik lach. To ask him whatever you're not sure, b'zeh tistalik min asafik. V'al taimer, don't say she'ein chatzarech l'rav. Don't say, I don't need a rav, ki kol davar shemistapik lach, tachmir masafik. That's a good way to do it. Why do I need a psak? If I'm not sure what to do, I'll just be machmir. L'zeh omar, is the old joke about the fellow used to ask shaylas to the Rav. And every time he had a possible chalav, shaylas asked to shaylas. He stopped asking. So the Rav asked him, you know, your wife has no more shaylas? So no, you know, he said, I always have to wait for you. I got myself a new paisik. Who's your paisik? He said, I have a dog. And it says, la'kelav tashlichanoi, say, throw it to the dog. So if it's treif, you throw it to the dog. Say, throw it to the dog. If he doesn't eat it, it's kosher. If he eats it, it's treif. So the Rav said, okay, so why did you come to me today? He says, my dog is very machmir. Everything's treif, you know, he eats everything. So, you understood that one? Okay. At any rate, so he says, a person can say, I'll be machmer on everything. Just like you're not supposed to give ma'isa by estimate, because you might give more and your ma'isa will be messed up. You can't just be machmir. Sometimes it leads to things that are not halachically correct. So we're saying here, Al Tarbe Lasser Oimdais is not coming to teach you a halacha. It's a marshal. That for a person just to say, I'll be machmir on everything, is not a proper approach. And therefore, the three go together. Asel Charab, Estalk, and Asafik. And Al Tarbe Lasser Oimdais don't just go and give Meiser an estimation. Don't just go and tell yourself that you're going to be machmir. So this is the Seder Hadvarim and the lesson of the Mishnah. Our next Mishnah: Shimon ben Aya Imer Koyomai Gidalti ben Chachamim V'loy Matzasi Laguf Toiv Mishnika. Now this is an important lesson. First of all, being quiet is always good. Sometimes difficult, but it's always smart. It's always smart to hold your tongue and not say things. V'loy Matzasi Laguf Toiv Mishnika. Chaim Volozhiner says, in learning, you should speak up. In learning, you should talk. For the gashmiistic of things, hold your tongue. There's nothing in the world as good as knowing when to hold your tongue. It's a gavura. I don't know if it ever happened to you at home. Some of it doesn't happen to you with your wives, that you feel like saying something, and you hold it in. And it never happens. Never. Yeah. So you hold it in, and afterwards you're happy, right? That's what he's saying. You don't want to be right. You want to be happy. Good. V'loy matzasi laguf toiv mishtika. V'loy hamedrash hua ikar ela hamaisa. Second point. That it's not the darshaning that's the ikar, but that you're able to put that into practice. V'chol hamarbe devorim marbe chet. Somebody who talks too much ends up doing averis. Let's see how he explains this. V'chol hamarbe devorim maybe chet. I apologize. Okay, Zakar Chaim Volozhiner. Kol yomai gidalti. He sees a lesson in this too. It sounds like history. All my days, I grew up among Chachamim. He says, Choshav hu atzmai. Shimon thought about himself. Gam be'es nesiyasa. He was the Nasi. Ki heima megadlim oisai. Whoever he came into contact, he said, oh, you know, kol yomai gidalti ben Chachamim. I grew because I was among wise people. He always saw himself as growing from the people around him, which is itself a lesson. And he said, "Lo matzasi laguf toiv mishtika." Ratzalaimer, binyane haguf shashtika mida toiva. When it comes to the physical world, it's wise to be silent. Avol court also. Avol b'divrei Torah tzarach ledaber dafka b'pemolei. But in divrei Torah, a person has to open his mouth. K'maimer chachamim chachameinu zechrein alvracha erevin. A pasuk b'mishlei. Ki chayim heim lemoitza ayam. Torah is life, lemoitza ayam, literally to those who find it. Chazal dash and lemoitza ayam to those who express it. Prepare those who express it with their mouth. Ava bikain, loitachshev shalimur ikar ela hamaisa. So I told you his idea here throughout Pirkei Avos is to connect things. So he connects, lemetzasi leguf taib mishtika. That in guf, be quiet and learning speak. Nevertheless, lehemedrashu ikar ela hamaisa. The ikar is not just the learning, but the being knowing what to do as well. The Rambam expresses it beautifully. He says, "Shtika yofa lachachamim." Silence is fine for wise men. The kavachaymer l'shaitim, and certainly for ignoramuses. So that's the idea, and we know it. And I don't know, we talk too much. The last piece of Chaim Volozhiner, Chol Amar B'Devar Mevichet, Haray Lezeh, Bavis Derem Nasan. May Adam Arishin Shehoisef Midaite Lechava Ista Negiya Ba'ayel. Be'ilan. Now it's an important lesson that the very first sin came because Adam was too machmer on his wife. Hashem said, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. And he said to Chava, don't touch it. L'migdur Milsa. But he didn't explain to her that it's a get. He explained to her, we're not allowed to eat it. As a get there, don't touch it. That would have worked. But he didn't. He pretended that the Giyah Be'ilin is also also Bamizelidei Girayin. And that ended up happening. She touched it. Nothing happened. And so that's a problem. Now it's important. Umasha Amala El Asusiyad L'Taira was supposed to make Gedarim. Hainu Imoidim Lahamain. They let the people know. Mahu Ikar Adin. Umahu Asiyag. What's the Ikar Adin? And what is the Siyag for the Din? Kiyazim Afim Yabruch Hashom Asiyag Al Ikar Adin Lo Yabru Akopon. It bothers me. It's one of my things I just can't do anything about. But in Yonet Tznius, I think the Kilkel in our community in Tznius comes from the Sili Machmirim. They put out signs. Mishnah Berurah says a dress has to cover your knee. A dress, skirt or a dress is supposed to cover your knee. So in the olden days, there was signs said, you know, you got to cover your knee. When you're sitting, it has to cover your knee. It's true. Then it's having signs 2 inches below the knee. And then 4 inches below the knee. The latest is halfway down to the ankle, which depending on how tall you are is a bigger cooler than 4 inches down there. But now everybody knows that that's just made up stuff. They know it's made up stuff. And they write that it's Iker Halacha, it's Iker Adin. So what that does is it causes, like other Marishan, it causes a blur between the things that are Halacha, the things that are Siyag. If you say, Halacha has to cover your knee, we think it's advisable it should go longer. So that would make sense. But to write these type of things that everyone just knows is not true, it means everything is made up. So everything is baloney. And it's a terrible kilkel. Years ago, they hung up signs, and then a woman called me if I would translate it in English so they could, they hung it up in Hebrew, which is pretty good because not too many people noticed it. They asked me to translate in Hebrew. So I told the lady who called that you know you put Rav Palm's name on that sign and Rav Palm was not masking. I knew. I've never agreed to it. She says to me, shh, don't tell anybody. It'll cause people to do aveiros, you know, like, shh, don't tell anybody. Like she's the tzaddikus. That's really exactly what he's saying. If you tell people something is a din and something is a siyag, fine. But if you're going to tell people it's a din, then your cause is a kilkul. People call me, they ask me shailas. I tell them, look, you know, somebody calls me. He asks me, am I allowed to sell necklaces that have a tzelum across? So I tell him, listen, I'm somebody who learns halacha. You want to learn halacha? You're allowed to. Now, Jews don't make their parnasa from crosses. You know, it's like not exactly what Jews typically do. Do you want to know the halacha? The halacha is its mutter. Somebody has to answer what the halacha is. Somebody else has to sometimes be smart enough to know that, you know, there's the halacha. And then there's hider mitzvah, there's Eisei Chassidus, there's more. So he ends, Aval Adam Arishan Amal Lachava Gamal Negiya Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Kapali De Giroin Kol HaMaisiv Gareya, it goes down. Ki Kol HaMaisiv Gareya. Our Mishnah Yitches is without comment, but let's learn the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Aymer, Ashloshet Devarim Olam Kayim. The world stands for two things, Ala Din, Ala Emes, Vala Shalom. On Din, truth, and peace, all of which are sorely lacking throughout the Golos, but the Dinim are often corrupt. Truth is hard to find, and peace, very little peace. Shenemer, Emes, U'mishpat Shalom, Shiftu B'Sha'arechem. MS, judgment, a peace, shift to Bisharech. I'll leave you with a line. One leads to the other. It's true. The Velt says, Ashloisha Devarim Ha'elim Kayim. There are three times the people have to wait. When did I have to wait? Al Hadin, the entire you always have to wait. Al HaMS. MS is by Kriyashma, the Chazan has to wait till the Rav says Hashem Lekechem MS, and then they can get going. Vala Shalom is Chazar Sashatz, you know, Baruch Zemi Zal Shalom. So the Chazan's got to wait for the MS and the Shalom, these things, the custom is to wait. Okay, we're up to Perek Sheni. Next week, God willing, my mother's having surgery on Monday. And until she gets out of the hospital, I told her I'd be there every night. So it'll probably be all week. I'd like to learn Sunday night, if assuming I don't have a wedding that I forgot about.